Blog Talk Radio.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread, and down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth.
Awesome ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile. This is what we like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.
You
were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man.
The
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you.
try when all else fails is again. The person who really wants to do something finds a way. The person who does not finds an excuse. The person who prevails is the person who refuses to give up. The person with the mental toughness is the person who will triumph. The testing of your faith produces perseverance. The man who can get up one more time than the time he's knocked down is going to be the winner. Being knocked down is not a problem, but staying down is a problem. Get up, because success begins by getting up one more time than you've been knocked down. The Bible declares in Proverbs 24:16, listen to this. For though a righteous man falls seven times, he rises again. For though a righteous man falls seven times, he rises again. Again. You're not a failure for falling down. You're a failure for staying down.
You know, it's amazing how many people in the world have done phenomenal things after having failed numerous times in their life. And so failure doesn't have to be the end. Making mistakes doesn't have to be the end. I think most people, if they're going to be successful, they have to press through some things. And one of the things that we tend to do, or that one of the lies...
Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time, but will you push your neighbor and tell him God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. I ain't got a whole lot of time, y'all know. You taking too long. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room, because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Y'all still not talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week. But I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do. It's going to happen. Push your neighbor. Tell them you better say something and get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush.
It seems like it's never gonna come through. But Amen. Amen. God would do it. First, give honor to God, who's head of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to World Gospel Connection, where I'm your host, Pastor Ela Kashima Douglas, and it is Women's Day Thursday. I'm super, super excited. We're having my sister on, Minister Mimi Smith, in a few minutes. Get ready, get your pen and paper, get your Bible, because she has a word from the Lord. The scripture for this morning is Exodus 33 and 14. My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Exodus 33 and 14, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Also, definitely want to give a shout-out for all the countries that's listening in. Of course, the United States, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, United Kingdom, Ghana, South Africa, Nigeria, Jamaica, Germany, Saudi Arabia, China, Hong Kong, Russia, Zimbabwe, Bulgaria, and we just picked up Israel, Jerusalem. Thank you guys for tuning in. Know that we are praying on this side of the globe for you. You're not in this fight alone. We are here praying and uplifting you. Remember, iron sharpens iron. Keep pushing through. In spite of what you see, keep pushing through. We're going to go to a musical break, and when we'll be back, we'll be bringing the woman of God on to give the word that God gave just for you.
You are
Jesus.
I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you. I need you to survive.
Y'all, but I need him to survive. I can't do anything without him. I'm not going to prolong the time. My phenomenal sister, woman of God, entrepreneur, wife, mother, sister, friend, auntie, cousin. I can go on and on, but I'm not going to hold her up any longer. Minister Smith, are you there?
I am.
Good morning, woman of God. The floor is yours. Let the Lord use you. I'm going to mute. I have my pen and paper ready, so you won't hear me screaming over here.
Good morning, everyone. First off, I want to say thank you to Apostle and Pastor-elect Kashima Douglas for having me on the show. Wow. First of all, we're going to open up with a word of prayer. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you come in, God. You remove me, God, and use me as a vessel, God. Speak to your people, God, everything that is going on in the world, God. God, let this be a beacon of light for them, Father. Let this word be an encouraging word, Lord God, so they can continue to press on, God. God, because we need you like never before, Father. We need you in the trying times, God. We need you for strength, help, hope, and healing. Father, we thank you for the restoration that is going, God. We thank you for the encouragement, God. We thank you for everything that you're doing, God. God, and we ask you to forgive us for our sins, Father, as we invoke this new journey called peace, Father. We thank you right now that you give us peace that surpasses all understanding, Father. We thank you right now, God. We lift up our children right now in the name of Jesus. Let this nation become settled, Father. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. All right, so I'm going to dive right in. I am going to John 11. We are going to John 11. We're going to start off at verse 1, but I'm going to do a little skipping around because I got to bring it all together. So we're going to start with verse 1. And John 11 and 1 says, "Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus, of Bethany, the town of Mary, and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which one anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard of that, he said, The sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Let me just put a pause right there. A lot of times we get it confused when we get sick. We think that every sickness means that it's death. Well, stop speaking death over everything and speak life. That's why God put a pause right there. Number 5 says, Now Jesus loved Martha and his sister and Lazarus. When he heard, therefore, he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. I don't know no other person that'll wait at the time of sickness. Thereafter, that said he and his disciples, let's go to Judea again. His disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews are late, sought to the stone 3 of ghosts, therefore thinner again. And Jesus said, Are they not 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in the day, he shall stumble not, but because he set the light of the world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbled because there is no light in him. Let's read that again. In verse 9 says, Jesus answered. He answered the disciples and said, Are there not 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbles not, because he seeth the light of his world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbles, because there is no light in him. Verse 11 say, These things he said, and after that he said unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go, that I may awake him out of his sleep. We're going to put a pause right there at 11, and we're going to go over to verse. Says, Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary still stayed in the house. Then Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here with my brother, he would not have died. But I know that even now whatsoever thou walk and ask God, God, will you give thee? Jesus said unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in resurrection day, at least at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection, and the life. And he that believeth in me, then we were not dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall not die, but believeth thou didst. I put a pause to bring this scripture to you, just but everything that we're going through and everything in life, and just reference the scripture. In the scripture, God said, wait. He told them, I'll be there. But, you know, sometimes we get ahead of ourselves and we want to move before God and we want to allow God to do what he needs to do. We want to allow God to do it. So we go before him and it always fails. A lot of times we do things before time, so it just never works. And then we get all emotional. We get all confused. We get all discombobulated. We get all of that. But at the end of the day, in this scripture, God gave command and said, isn't there 12 hours in a day? Let's just think about everything that we have to go through. There's 24 hours in our day. But we want to rush and do things in 1 hour. We cannot do that because the Lord said that there's 12 hours in his day, but he gave us 24 hours. So that means late in the midnight hour, God will come in. He will turn it around. We have to have patience with God so that God can give us peace. If we don't have that, one of the things that Mary had when she went to God, first of all, she went to God with authority. Are we taking our problems to God with authority, or are we taking our problems with God with concern? Why are we taking things to God with concern when God is God? So a lot of times we have to reevaluate how we take these problems to God, or if we take these problems to God. But in this scripture, she took her problem to God, and her problem was that her brother was sick. So we're going to put a pause right there again and go into how many situations in our life is sick. Not just sick with an illness, but sick with discouragement, sick with abandonment, sick with loss of love, sick with death, sick with children are going through things. It's a lot going on. We have a pandemic right now. So it's a lot going on. But how many situations have we took to God and God said, wait? But we still continue to do it. So that's our nugget right there. The first nugget is one of the things that Martha had that we gotta get is unwavering faith. Because when she went to God with authority. She went to God and said, God, if you are God, please save my brother. See, we sometimes have to talk to God like we talk to people, because we talk to people more than we talk to God. We talk to people like they can fix our problems. We talk to people like they know it all and all of that. But God is saying in this season, you got to have unwavering faith with him, because faith of a mustard seed prevaileth much. If we have just a little bit of faith in our situation, just a little bit of faith in the change that we need, just a little bit of faith that we need, the scripture for today from Pastor Kashima was Exodus 33:14, and says we need the presence to survive. God, we need your presence to survive the lack of faith that we have in this season. We need your presence to survive everything that we're going through. We need your presence to go through the process. We need your presence to continue to make it. Father, we need your presence to survive. So therefore, we need your presence in every situation. We have to stop and invite God into the situation, just like Martha did. Martha invited God. She was yet still there by her brother, but she knew that battle wasn't hers. It took a higher person to come and save her brother. But because she loved her brother, even if they had disagreements, even if they was going through something, even if there was things that they might not agreed upon, they didn't even see eye to eye, she still stood in the test. So a lot of times we're turning our back on people that need us. We're turning our back on people that need us, family, friends, and foes. All of that we got going on in the world, you can't turn your back on your assignment. And at that time, Lazarus was Martha's assignment to be revived. So how many situations in your life that you need revival for right now that you have just said, oh, it'll get better, or oh, we'll work on it later. No. If it needs revival, we got to ask God to invite his presence in it so that he can take care of it. So let's continue to look. What else Martha did? Martha was strength for her family. Martha was the strong one. Martha was the one to cry on. Martha was obedient. Because as much as she wanted to go back and forth with God, she had to submit and be within her unwavering faith and trust God to
to do what God wanted him to do. That's why he said, believe it thou didst. Do you believe that I'm God, or do you want to tell me that I'm God? Sometimes we're telling God who he is, but we're not trusting him to do what he said he's going to do. We got to take a step back in roles and situations when we need God, and we have to allow him to be God. And so that's the things that's going on in our life, is that a lot of times we are moving before time. And I'm going to preach to myself because I understand. So also, the other thing is that everybody get it confused who Mary was. Mary and Martha were sisters to Lazarus. Mary was the one who stood there with Lazarus and watched him. Martha was the bold one to say, God, I need you now. I need you now. So are you taking a stance in your life and in your situation, in your marriage, in your children's life, in your money, in your church? In there, are you sitting there and being a pew member, or are you sitting there and being a servant? Which one do you want to do? Because God needs people that's going to stand boldly in this nation and say, God, we need you like never before. God, we're losing you to the morals of the world. Father, we need you like never before. Father, our children are losing you to the TikTok world and the TikTok challenges, God. God, we need you to stand in there like right now, Lord God, and be not moved, Father. We need unity. Where are the prophets that should rise in chaos? Where are the people that should rise in foolery? God said, I need you to step up. So will you be a Martha or will you be a Mary? Both of them are good, but would you lead or would you serve? So question we have to ask ourselves in this scripture, because Martha is the one who did the assignment and got God there. Mary is the one who took care of her brother. But in this season, God is saying, will you be Martha or will you be Mary? A lot of times we have to challenge who we are in certain situations. Are we definitely going, definitely going with Martha, or are we going with Mary because we're not prepared yet? See, in order to take a stance of Martha, you got to go through the fire. You got to go through the process. You got to be pruned. You got to be prepared. You got to be ready. You got to be mentally ready, because you can't jump up there with authority and then when times get weak, you know where to be found. You know where to be found. And that's because God's presence is have to always be there in situations. We need to know how to fast. We got to know how to pray. We got to know how to consecrate ourselves, our minds, so that there is no retaliation for standing up for what God has us to do. So I choose to be Martha in this season. I want to go and I want to command God in every piece of my life. Every piece of my life, I'm asking God to come in and switch me out of me, because you got to change me, oh God. You got to start with yourself. You got to check your heart. You got to check your mouth. You got to check what are you speaking over your life and your situation. What are you saying? Are you just saying, God, I need you to save my brother, or God, I need you like never before to do what you say do? There's a total difference when you speak life in a situation or you speak death in a situation. We got to watch what we're speaking over our situations. If we say, God, we need you, tell him exactly what you need and give it to him. We cannot play tug of war with God. We can't take a situation and then give him the same situation and then pull that situation back out of his mouth and then give it to him again, and then we take it back. God is not a tug of war God. He's a guy that will do exceedingly abundantly and above all that we ask. So if you asking him to fulfill a situation and we're saying, God, we lay it at the altar. Mary laid her brother at his feet. She washed his feet. She did everything. She labored with God. For God, that's why she was able to boldly say, God, we need you to save our brother. Are you giving your situation to God? Are you laying it at his feet? Your altar just don't necessarily have to be in the building altar. You can stand in your house and decree and declare that this situation belongs to God. You can stand outside. You can do all of that and give your problems back to God. Cast your cares onto him. So on this day, we shall say, God, I want to be like Martha. I want to give you everything that is heavy on my heart, everything that is heavy on my mind, everything that is not like you in my life. Everything that I'm going through, every storm that I'm facing, everything that don't, it's not aligning up to you, Father. I give it back to you right now. And God, you take full control over it. So God, we give everything to you and we wait. So when you give it to him, you're inviting his presence to survive. Because you know it's too much for you. But God knows how much you can bear. So he's giving you these tests. And sometimes you got to go through the same test over and over because you didn't learn your lesson the first time or the second time or the third time. You didn't get it when God took it away and he fixed it and it felt good for a couple of months or it felt good for a couple of days or it felt good for a couple of weeks and you was like, okay, well, that's the problem. We can't just use God as a temporary fix. We have to use him forever and ever and ever. In every situation that we go through, we have to use God and give everything back to him. We have to invite his presence in every situation. So another point that I have is stop allowing God to be a God only when you need him. When things get better, you forget who God is. But you wonder why all the hell come back. It's because he's not a temporary fix. He's an all-time God. He's a way maker. He's a miracle worker. And he showed you in John chapter 11. He showed you that he's a miracle worker. And he also showed you in John chapter 11. Are there not 12 hours in a day? If we put 12 hours in our day, we'll be thinking it ain't enough time. We're running out of time. We got this, new, new. We got all the excuses of the world. But God said in his word, are there not 12 hours in a day? You got to really think about that. We get 24 hours, but God had 12 hours to make a miracle happen. And there's a song that says, late in the midnight hour, God will turn it around. But there is no time restriction on when God is going to perform miracles in our life. So we got to stop going before him before the miracle even done. If we asking him for something, we have to have patience. If we're asking him to do something, we have to have patience with the process. We got to go through. Yes, it might hurt. Yes, it might not be comfortable. Yes, you might feel like you're done, but you got into something that you need God. How can you be done before God? God ain't done. You got to have patience. When you're building an empire, when you're building a business, when you're building financial wealth, when you're building your marriage, when you're restoring your children, you got to have patience because it's not going to come when you want it, but God's going to step in just when you need it. Because every time he done stepped in and you done stepped over him, he got to show you time after time that I'm still God. I still got you. I still love you, my child. I forgive you. I'm still here. The grace that surpasses all understanding. He got to show you that he's God. But when are you going to get tired of walking in front of God? Martha never walked in front of him. She still obeyed his commandments. She still was honorable. She still was determined, though. She still respected the Father and his commandments. See, God is a God that don't rush. Kind of got antsy with God. Okay, come on. All right, God. Where you at? My brother died. You're not going to save my brother? But God still took his precious time. Before he even came, he still was taking his precious time to go and save Lazarus. That's what God do. God teaches us through the process that he's still God. As children, our parents was giving us instructions, and the reward was maybe if we did our chores, we'll get this money, or if we did something, we'll get this. And then we as kids was antsy because we completed what our parents said. Now we want to be paid right after we did what they asked us to do. And then sometimes we've never seen that money. So we look like, okay, well, now we're working for free. But we didn't realize that our parents were already paying us. We had lights, gas, water. We had a roof over our head. We had all of that. So when you have things in your life and you need God to do it, you have to have patience through the process. You have to have patience through the process. You have to stand on truth. You have to stand in love. You have to love one another. You got to believe it thou didst. See, the resurrection happened because Martha believed. Because God said, I am the resurrector and the life. He that believeth in me. We can't be the life and the resurrector in our family, in our situation, in our family, in our marriage, in our children. We can't be life and resurrector. We can't, because that's not our position. Our position is to believe. Our position is to have unwavering faith. Our position is to have strength from God. Our position is to have patience. Our position is to stand and know that God is God and God is long. And we also know that we need him to survive. So while we're standing in the test, you got to believe that God is God and he will never fail, nor will he ever leave you, nor will he ever give up on you, nor will he ever fall on you. People might fall on you before God fall on you. And that's okay too, because all we need is God. So I leave you today with the question, will you be Martha or will you be Mary? In this season, tell yourself, I choose to be Martha, and take a stand for every chaotic situation in your life, and be Martha. Amen.
Amen. Will you be Mary or Martha? The key things that kept hitting me is, when you are going to get tired of walking in front of him, when things get better, you forget about God. You have to have patience. We have to have patience in life, our children, our finances, our husbands, our wives, our family, our businesses. You have to have patience. You were so on point. I think I probably broke my desk a couple of times because I kept hitting it. You were so on point. Such a phenomenal word this morning. I thank you for accepting the invitation. You're going to have to come back and give another word for next year. I'm getting my calendar together now, so I will be letting you know the date to see if it work for you to get you to come back on. Such a phenomenal word this morning, sister. I'm so, so honored to have you on to give that word because it was right on time. Everybody want to pitter patter and get in front of God and let God who God this you say let God be who he is. We want to run things, but sometimes we have to step back and let God take care of it. He can do better than we can. Even vengeance is mine, said the Lord. Even when somebody do something to you, he can do better than you can. Thank you so very much for coming on here. Father God, I ask you to give back what your daughter gave out to your people. Cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Cover her family, her children, her husband, her businesses. Send the open door blessing for her right now, Lord, for being obedient and delivering your word just the way you want it for your people to hear. And we'll give you honor and praise, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let the people know how to contact you, sis, when if they want you to come out to speak or if they want to find out about your businesses. Let them know, and also let them know what all that you do.
Wow. So I am Mimi Smith on Facebook. My Instagram name is my Instagram name is my business name. It's Events by Mimi, E-V-E-N-T-Z-B-Y-M-E-M-E.
I am also a licensed counselor. I work the reentry program for Houston, Texas. I focus on incarcerated men, children, and women. We are creating programs so that the people that have made mistakes in their life have a second chance at life. So one of the things that we take pride in is restoring the minds of the lost. So you can find me there. That's my contact information. That's about it.
Amen. Amen. I'll also tag the broadcast to your page, so if you want to go back and listen, because sometimes T-Mobile don't let people call in, so that's why I immediately share it as soon as the show come on, so they can still listen in if they can't call in. So that's one of the reasons why. Again, I thank you so much for coming on here and giving that word. If anybody needs to get in contact with Minister Smith, let me know if you didn't get her avenues of her ways to get in contact with her, all of her Facebook and Instagram. If you didn't reach it, didn't hear it, I'm sorry, let me know and I will definitely give it to you. Such a phenomenal word of God, an entrepreneur, cares about the people of Christ and just trying to be an ambassador for God. Thank you again so very much for coming on. We'll definitely be having you back. We're going to go to a musical break and we'll be right back.
Can I make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, 'cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby. And bodies are still being raised. heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. 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 Heaven is coming.
I'm the only one that got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah. Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
Said that he is mine.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only
did.
wish I had a witness tonight. That may be somebody else's testimony. Help me say it, help me say it.
He saw the best in me.
Everyone else around me.
With everyone else around me.
Oh.
Could only see the worst in me.
Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you'd never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best.
Yeah, yeah. Is there anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off? That he did not throw you away? That he picked you up? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, for he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord, yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go past it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine. And I am.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
What came from his hand? than silver or gold. The blood that set me free, it came from a life of sin and tragedy. I'm born again, free from sin because of the blood. That he did not owe. What came from his hands, his feet and his side, what more precious than silver or gold? The blood that set me free, it came from a life of sin and tragedy, most of all.
Because Change, it changed, has come over me. He changed my life. And now I'm free. Jermaine is coming at this time.
Thank you.
change. The Overcomer Scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10:9 states, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's just that easy. No, we're not saying it's going to be an easy road once you surrender to God. Absolutely not. But it's going to be worth it. If you want to change your life and surrender to God, just say, God, here I am. I need you. I can't do anything without you. You are the only way that I can survive. Just give him a yes. It's just that simple. Give him a yes. Now that you surrender your life to Christ, let me prepare you. Get your Bible, give you three keys. Get your Bible, a church home, and make sure whoever you're under, man or woman, that they're preaching and walking the same thing. This must be lined up. You want a Bible, a church home. You're definitely welcome to join us on Our House on Facebook, 7:15 on Tuesdays, and 10:30 on Sundays. And three, make sure whoever you're under is walking what they're preaching. It has to line up since you surrender your life to Christ. Again, nowhere in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, it states it's going to be easy. But it did state, have faith the size of a mustard seed. It did say that. Know that we are here to uplift you, inspire you, and encourage you. You're not in this fight by yourself. If you need some bless all, you can reach us at 832-519-7646. If you're in the Houston area, we can bring it to you. If not, we can definitely mail it to you. It is free. Absolutely. There's no soap on the road. Miracle towel, miracle water. It's blessed all. It's your faith that will make it. That's it. It's your faith. Trust in God. Don't fold. Even remember, the storm may form, but it will not prosper. You're a child of a king. Keep pushing through and standing on the word of God. Tune in tomorrow for Freestyle Friday. We have an entrepreneur that will be coming on to talk about her business. And if you want advertisement, reach out to us. It's the Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com or Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook for advertisement. You can also reach us at 832-519-7646. If you want to sow, you can sow at $WGC2020. Or you can go to Zelle 832-816-933. We also have PayPal, paypal.me/WGC. Remember, it takes a village. If you have problems with your kids, your family, if you're alone, if you feel that you're alone, reach out to us because you're never alone. God is always right there with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Even though it looks bad, trust me, the storm won't last always. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day. Know that we are here if you need us. Keep walking. Keep trusting God. And put your armor on as soon as you wake up. As you give God praise, put your helmet of salvation on so you can bind the enemy in your mind, because suicide is real. And I'm here to tell you, it's real. We're not going to sugarcoat anything to you. We're going to tell you the truth. Stay prayed up, fast, study your word. If you don't do nothing but a scripture a day, start somewhere. You guys have a blessed day. We'll talk to you soon.